Oh, that's a brilliantly acrobatic save.
Chuck has caught it. Giroud!
Wow, they're starting with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks pass to DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones run past Lionel Messi. Runs past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
Welcome, welcome, welcome,
what's up?
Once again to a very, very exciting edition of the VAR show! Yeah, you are listening to the VAR show, right here on Active FM, where radio has never been better. Mm-hmm, you're listening to the host who does the most, even when he's making toast. The name you can trust. Put in water, guess what?
What?
It will not rust. DJ Stones. And with me right here is...
the man on fleek.
What?
Always sleek.
Always?
Always ticks.
Uh-huh.
Click.
Uh-huh.
Blink.
Uh-huh.
Think.
Give him a soccer ball, Johnny, will do to it.
Flick. Right there, right there. DJ Sticks.
Yeah.
Right here, on your favorite show, the VAR show.
Yes, defaultly your favorite.
Defaultly. Yes,
by
default. We are forcing that.
On you.
On you.
Whether you like it or not.
Yes.
Well, we have an exciting, exciting show ahead for you guys right now. You know, you clicked on the title, you saw sacked by the morning. But the questions to be asked, who got sacked?
Who
was put in a sack?
Who?
You know?
Who was given a sack?
Who was being sacked?
Okay.
Who was being minused out of football?
Who?
You know, quick maths.
By who?
Who? By who?
When? How? In. What did he do? Is it a she? Is it a he?
You know, yeah, we're there. We're about to tell you to all after this amazing tune.
Hi, this is Grace from Reactive. You're listening to Active FM, and remember, radio has never been better.
I wish I was younger, so I could just unwind from all the stress, anxiety, and hurt a few inside. I can feel my troubles pouring over me like rain, but even in the struggle, you say I'll be okay.
They never said this would be easy, but I won't live like petrified. I'm gonna hang on to this moment. There's no better time to be alive. I'm gonna hang on to these moments. There's no better time to be alive. Never said this would be easy, but I won't live life petrified. I'm gonna hang on to these moments, 'cause there's no better.
gonna be alive.
We are back. Yeah, I hope you enjoyed that song, No Better Time. Because there is no better time to be listening to football than this, you know?
No better time. Yep.
So, there's a lot to talk about, you know, some weekend roundups that happened. You know, some exciting FA Cup ties that happened, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Man City obviously winning because...
obviously. Because,
you know, it's like every cup competition they are in, you know, besides the last Carabao Cup match they had.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know who you guys pay off. You guys need to tell us who you all pay off so we can also pay them off. Because you guys verse, you know, the teams you all verse is not...
What are you saying?
No, it's not Liverpool.
What are you getting at? Oh, just because you beat Liverpool.
Well, we're getting to that. We're getting to that. Oh. I'm talking about y'all now, you know.
Oh, us.
I'm not like a Man City fan that just wants all, you know, the attention on them all the time.
Yeah.
But let's go through who you guys versed so far.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Birmingham.
Tough side. One of the best in the
And Cheltenham. I don't even know how to say their name. Cheltenham.
Still Cheltenham.
Close to Chelsea. Probably would have beaten Chelsea.
Yeah.
What you'll have to say for yourself. And you'll beat them 3-1. They scored a goal. They won for me.
No, they didn't.
As soon as they scored that goal for me,
if you saw the goal, that's not a goal.
They won.
That's not a goal you score.
They won the match.
And also, it was a confidence boost for them, you know, because we wanna encourage people to dream and
wanna encourage young players.
Yes, young players, you know. Ah, Flip, I scored against Man City's backup keeper. I don't know who it was, but yeah, they scored against
So for those who didn't watch the match and why I say that they won, they scored the opening goal in the 59th minute. They held City down until the Phil Foden goal in the 81st minute, followed by Gabriel Jesus' goal in the 84th minute, and then a Ferran Torres goal in the 90th minute. It took you guys 81 minutes to score against Cheltenham.
Do you know what happened? The thing is, we were in control of the game. And
couldn't score.
From my point of view, we scored when we wanted to.
No.
Yes.
You scored.
We scored.
You scored when they were tired.
It doesn't say, let's go score. It doesn't know. We're going to score eventually. So let's play, enjoy the game, try different tactics. And then at the end, we thrash them 3-0.
We can't make it through there.
So we look respectable.
Let's wait for them to be tired because, you know, that's how we play football. You guys are playing against a second league football team. Football League 2. Sky Bet Football League 2.
Yeah.
Football 4 Championship. And they scored first. And you struggled to score.
We didn't struggle.
I'm just putting that out.
We didn't struggle.
I'm just
we
putting
didn't
that out.
Struggle.
You can do what you want with it. But obviously Man City came there dominating that match. You know, making it hard for their very hard opposition, you know. Very, very hard opposition. When you come against Colchester, you know, you don't know what could happen to you.
Hey, Pep told the players to relax. Don't burn ourselves
out. You could end up like Mansfield Town and get beaten 2-1 by this team, you know. It's rough.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's rough by facing against Cheltenham.
FA Cup is tough.
FA Cup is tough, especially when you Man United and you draw, you know, in your team that you draw for the fifth round is none other than
what?
Liverpool.
Yeah.
And then you take Liverpool at your house.
Yeah, in your home.
Invite them in.
In your crib.
You know, you invite them in.
Right there.
And you tell them, you're going to give you a beating.
Thrashing. 3-2.
3-2.
Thrashing.
That was one exciting game to watch, you know. Yeah. An opening goal from Mohamed Salah in the 18th minute. Again, defense went to sleep, wondering what's happening there.
Mm-hmm. Quick.
Very quick attack comes in. Mo Salah scores. Then Mason Greenwood.
Ooh.
Before I even talk about the Mason Greenwood goal,
ooh,
the assist from Rashford, that pass all the way across.
Yeah.
Over Liverpool's defense.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's
mm-hmm.
no Van Dijk who was tall enough to hit that out.
Yeah.
Overthrew. Lands on Mason Greenwood. Beautiful finish. Goes in. Then a wonderful, wonderful second goal from Marcus Rashford. You know?
Yeah.
You know who gave the assist?
Who?
Mason Greenwood.
Oh.
He swapped around, you know?
Oh, so there's like a friendship or something?
Like a fair, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, you give me, I give you.
Academy's finest.
Oh, nice.
They had a nice goal. I won't lie. A nice goal came back out from Mo Salah in the 58th minute. What was the way they got in? You know, I didn't enjoy because it was very easy. It was too easy.
Yeah.
You know, the loose ball from McTominay in that match. I feel like they shouldn't have taken out Van de Beek. They should have taken out McTominay and then dropped Van de Beek in.
Yeah.
Because McTominay lost too many balls. He mm-hmm. kept on losing the ball.
You cannot do that.
And one of the goals, the build-up play for the Mo Salah goal, yeah, was due to him losing the ball in the middle of the field.
Scott.
So he's a great player. Don't get me wrong. You know, I was watching an ESPN video and the guy said the problem with Van der Beek now isn't the fact that he's not a good player.
Yeah.
It's that now as he came in, the entire squad got good. So in order for him to keep his position there, he has to be double what he plays right now. He has to fight double. Because now you fighting now the likes of Paul Pogba. You're fighting the likes of Bruno Fernandes, you know. You're fighting the likes of Fred. And people might say what they want to say about Fred. But even in this match, he showed his high work ethics is what keeps him in that squad.
Yeah.
You know, 1 minute he's at your poles, next minute he's defending you at our poles. You know, you're like, what? I left you there. How did you get here so fast?
Then he gets a red card that side.
And then a yellow card this side.
Yeah.
You don't know what he's still doing in the field. And then a Bruno Fernandes free kick, a banger of a free kick. Did you see that free kick?
I did.
Beautiful.
I did.
You know, putting the Manchester name up there for us.
Yeah.
As they beat Liverpool 3-2, you know.
I had mixed emotions.
Don't lie, you were probably happy.
I was furious.
You were loving that free kick.
Because I knew that all the Man United fans are going to boast and talk a lot. No, but at the same time, it was nice seeing Liverpool being shut up.
So I think that was a sign going into this new season saying, you guys better watch out.
Yeah.
We're coming for you.
Mm-hmm.
We're here. You know?
Yeah.
We're not going to be taken off that top spot too easy.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I hope that's what was there. You know, I hope that was the statement. You know, now going into the first round, you know, we have some interesting matchups. You know, Everton versus Tottenham.
Mm.
You know, so Jose will be versing and Carlos Ancelotti. Are you gonna have Mourinho versus Carlos Ancelotti?
Ooh, you know, two former Real Madrid,
you know,
coaches.
This will be very interesting to see.
Mm-hmm.
We have Wolves versus Southampton.
Hey, also tough.
You know. Man United versus West Ham.
Ah, tougher.
You know. And then the hardest match of the fifth round.
Yeah.
Swan City versus Man City.
Oh.
The city derby.
The citizens. The main derby.
The city. Our city go, you know. We have our classical. Our city go. Swan City versus Man City.
Definitely a highlight. I'm going to watch that match.
That will be the hardest.
Yeah, I'm going to watch that one.
Barnsley versus Chelsea might be tough, but it's not going to be tougher than Swan City versus Man City. I'm just saying.
It will be a tough game for Chelsea.
I think that would probably be the Man City's hardest game.
So far.
This season. Some of us are getting very easy matches like West Ham. You know, who's West Ham?
Yeah.
You know, who's Everton?
You know,
what? You know,
what's that guy's name again? James Rodriguez?
Yeah, who's James?
Don't even Rodriguez, know. What? Where does he come from?
Yeah, you know, Swan City, though.
Oh.
They're a tough side.
That striker.
Yeah.
That number 9 guy.
That one.
Yeah. Ah, he's the
Definitely.
Man.
Definitely.
He's the man. Have you seen the goalkeeper?
But jumping into some soccer news, you know.
Ooh.
Now, some interesting things have been happening lately in the football world. You know, first things first, we're still not sure where Sergio Ramos stands with Real Madrid with their upcoming contract agreement, as I forget the word.
Yeah. With him, I just feel like, you know, his back is sore, you know. He's been carrying that team for too long now. And he has back pain.
No, I disagree. Don't put the Messi thing on him.
What do you mean the Messi thing?
Messi has back injuries because of you guys.
Have you seen us against Elche? Destroyed them. 2-0.
Who destroyed them?
Us.
Who?
Barcelona.
Destroyed who?
Elche. The league.
What 2-0.
Team? Elche.
What?
Don't you know?
Oh, you know that hard team.
That tough side.
Oh, okay. I just needed to make sure which team.
Finish them.
You know?
2-0.
Because you're making it sound like your guys just beat freaking Man United. That's how you're making it tough.
So yeah, that's what I think about Sergio Ramos.
So now there's another big piece of news that I'm not gonna really speak about right now because, you know, it goes into the next topic.
Yeah.
But we spoke about last season, Gary Neville moving to Inter Miami FC, you know, big season about to start up for him. You're going to be watching it really close to see how he does that side, you know, all the best for him.
That is interesting. Wow.
You know, leaving the women's England national team to go and, you know, it's a big, I don't know if it's a big step down or a big step up, because women's football is getting a lot of traction, you know.
Yeah,
there's still a lot of work that needs to go.
Yeah.
But it is getting a lot of traction, and I enjoy seeing that.
They're pushing
it. You know, because it's football at the end of the day.
Yes, it is.
Another big thing I just want to quickly talk about before we go into this next song. The problem at Real Madrid.
Yes.
Do you think it's now evidently being shown that it's Zidane? Because you have Jokovic, who went to Eintracht Frankfurt on loan.
Returned.
And in his first game, he scored more goals than he did in his entire Real Madrid stay.
That was something. Yeah. I can actually see that it's Zidane. Because even with the captain, Sergio Ramos, you know, if it wasn't Zidane, he'd be signing that contract thing quick.
Mm.
But now he's also doubting. And obviously, if he's doubting, then that means the whole team is unsettled.
Yeah.
So, yes, it is unfortunate to say, but yeah.
So, do you think Zidane will be the next major coach to get sacked, to get the sacking?
Yes.
You know, I think it's probably going to be Roman Koeman. Before we go into this, before we have a debate about this, I want to take us back with this nice act of worship song, take us back.
Let
Yeah, we are here, we are riding, we are vibing right here on the VAR show. You know, we're gonna jump straight into
dive in.
You're gonna dive in like Neymar in the box, you know?
Dive in. Yeah.
Okay, so a big piece of news that happened this week. You know, Lampard getting the sacking.
In the morning.
Got sacked in the morning.
Yep.
Sacked in, well, technically, of course, it was at night, you know, and that's what the news.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's afternoonish. But still, you know, he got sacked by the morning.
He slept a free agent.
You know, he slept as a free agent. Yeah, I like that. Second time in his life being a free agent. The first time as a soccer player when he retired, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Second time as a coach who got fired. No, it rhymes.
Fired.
Retired, fired.
Hey, no. By his own club.
By his own club.
Mm.
But, you know, going into this whole thing, it was quite interesting because the first piece of news, how people started bringing this thing out was the fact that, you know, they told the players not to come in for practice in the morning because they had to have a chat with
Frank
Lampard. And now what's interesting is now that you hear all of this and you're like, okay, you know, it's either they're going to give him his final warning, telling him he has to win the next coming game, or he's getting the sack. And around afternoon time here in South Africa on Monday, you know, he then comes out and the news comes, you know, with a lengthy tweet from Chelsea, linking to an article on their website where there's a statement from by Abramovic,
official statement,
you know, and it's saying that they're letting go of Lampard, you know, and it was quite interesting to see that it was the owner of the club who came out to have the statement. It wasn't like a club statement; it was from him himself, showing the level of respect at least they had for him while letting him go. And showing you that it was actually a hard decision to let the guy go. And the person who was leading at the time was Thomas Tuchel, you know, looking to sign him in an 18-month contract.
Thomas Tuchel, the former PSG coach, right?
Yes, and it's to be perfect because they're needing someone who can speak German because of their two expensive signings. You know?
Oh, that's Kai Havertz and Rudiger. I get it.
Yes, you know, because with how Timo Werner has been playing, you think he's a defender. You know, best striker in the league right now. You know, but I, in a way, I try to feel sorry for Lampard.
Yeah,
but I can't, you know, because you look at someone like Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, who, and despite the super pressure he's been getting and the lack of board support, you know, he ends up first on the log. You know, and this is his, what, third full season?
With the club.
Second full season, third season with the club.
Mm.
And he's made well with the club, you know?
Yeah.
He was able to keep them basically first around where they normally were before he was there. So that fourth, fifth, third position. And then taking them to number one in his third season.
Top spot.
And will they stay? Will they drop? We don't know. But with the side that they currently have, one thing I am certain for is that they're going to go into UEFA next season.
Champions League.
They will be top three next season.
Guaranteed.
Whether they win, I hope to be good.
Yeah.
Right? But it's still obviously a long way out to make that call right now.
Yeah.
And now you're looking at Lampard, his second season in, and they went from, was it third to fourth last season?
Yeah.
From fourth, now they're ninth.
Oof.
You know? And you start looking at that and you're like, we gave you 200 million to spend.
Mm-hmm.
And you spent your 200 million. And in his last press conference, you know, he came out, his last post-press conference after the match, he came out and said, not the FA tie, the one before that where they lost. He came out and said that, you know, he can't get the best out of these players, you know. And I think therefore there, that's where he lost the board's confidence. They probably had no confidence in him at all, but there it's like, dude, you spent 200 million and now you're telling us you can't get the best out of the squad.
You can't say that.
We're going to replace you.
Yeah.
You know, I remember hearing that and I was thinking about the show and I'm like, I'm going to nail him for that because if he's not sacked by the time we have the show,
yeah,
I'm going to sack him in my mind. Gulag level sacking, you know. Because if I'm the investor here, it's like, let's take this thing out of the soccer view, you know.
Yeah.
You're selling me a product. You say, okay, invest in my company.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, cool, I'll invest 200 million.
Yeah.
And then you like, you know, I can't get the best out of this product. After you got me to give you 200 million, I'm expecting you to do the most. Maybe I'm not expecting the entire 200 million back.
Yeah, but figure
you need to do the most. I gave you a lot of money and now you're telling me you can't.
Figure something
out. I'm going to fire you, you know.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Mm.
And that's why it's hard for me to feel sorry for him because he was given the money.
Yeah. And look,
you know, and he focused too much on the attack. And I remember looking at this and looking at all the signings. I was like, okay, look, it's good signings, you know.
Yeah.
Ziyech was good. Timo Werner, Kai Havertz, you know. And you have someone like Christian Pulisic who's already in the squad.
Yeah.
And then you see defense-wise, he gets Thiago Silva on a free and then buys Mendy. But you're like, that doesn't fix your problem.
Yeah.
That doesn't fix your problem here. Your defense is not as good as you think. Kepa wasn't the only problem. Kepa was as bad as he was because the defense as well was bad. Players were getting through your defense as if there was nothing. Mm-hmm. Plus, Kepa was like there was no one in the box already.
Yeah.
So what you need to do, you need to start fixing things, you know. And then also on the pitch, he had poor decision making, you know.
Yeah.
There was this whole thing of Mason Mount favoritism that they were saying was going on. And you have times whereby your center midfielders are playing nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
And then he takes out Ziyech. And you're like, why are you taking out Ziyech, you know? Put in Tommy Abraham.
Yeah.
Or put in Hudson-Odoi. Take out Mason Mount. You put the Hudson-Odoi there. You put Tommy Abraham in the front. And you move Timo Werner on the side.
Done.
You know, you can have Timo Werner, Hakim Ziyech, Christian Pulisic, and Tommy Abraham all playing at the same time.
Mm.
It is not. That's possible.
Yeah, it is.
But you need to change how you're playing. Then the poor decision making came in. Instead of fixing, because Conte made huge mistakes, he doesn't take out Conte earlier. You know? And he takes out Conte and he puts in an academy student. When you have someone like Kai Havertz who might be struggling, you know, but this is not the match to be putting in an academy student in when you're already down.
Yeah.
You know, you're playing a Man City.
Come on.
You need someone with experience on the field.
It's a skill.
And then the next thing that needs to happen is after firing Lampard, you need to fire the coaching staff.
Yeah.
Because it's not Lampard's fault alone. For the fact that someone like Timo Werner will come out and say Arsenal's Christopher Holding, I think that's his name, something Holding, is the strongest defender he's faced. That's on the coaching staff for not strengthening him.
Mm.
You know?
Building him up.
They're not building him up. They're not getting him used to British football.
Yeah.
That's why he's not in form.
That's true. That is true.
So now with a new coach coming in, a new main head coach coming in, the coaching staff probably has to change.
Completely.
Maybe you keep in one or two people, you know, but a lot of the coaches actually need to swap out.
Mm-hmm. Thomas Tuchel should come with his goons from Germany.
Yes. Sorry, Pick Pochettino. That squad.
Build them up.
Sorry, Pochettino. He's coming to get his guys. His guys are going with him over, you know.
Yeah, you get your own
people. Get your own people.
Go fetch Mikel Arteta there.
Struggling. Okay, but that is it from us over here. You know, I hope you guys really, really enjoyed. And once again, it is the host who does the most, even when he's making toast.
Yeah.
The name you can trust. You put in water, guess what?
What?
It will not rust. DJ Stones, and with me over here,
the man on fleek.
Mm-hmm.
DJ Sticks.
Always slick.
Always clicks. Always ticks. DJ Sticks.
Yeah, and you are listening to the V
A
R show, and we hope you enjoy.
Welcome to listening to. Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM. Instagram at ActiveFM777 and Facebook at /ActiveFM.
Send the lead, fall back. Observe the land and all its possessions. Every place my foot is treading, I consider in a blessing.
strength of a thousand men, courage of a lion. Clap back with soul if I spot a greater giant. That's next level. This is how it's going down. No runaway slave, my position wears a crown. Commit to his word, go right, go left. Don't reach an early death if unstable are his death. Just to get a rep, take heed to the words that I invade the dark when I spark. Who the black Jedi? Leading people to the promised land. Honest man, meditate, day and night, sounds like a natural plan. No man shall be able to stand while you're busy pointing fingers. I'ma conquer this land. Move.
Hold your breath. Let no man curse. Do or die. I'm saying that you or not.
Yeah, direct the spark of revolution. And all the people say.
Hold your breath. Let no man curse. Only describe us the soldiers survive.
Yeah. Direct cause of your area. Stay aligned cause the time's prime. Sign, shine, blind, lead the blind. Matthew 24 times. Strong and courageous, hopefully contagious. Call a peaceful journey way I'm flipping on these stages. He paved the way, I didn't make it. Obedience a must, I will not be forsaken. You feel the earth quaking? Got heaven on that rock steady. Angels like he shine light and still dropping heavy. Waving to your air frequently enough. Hopefully these DJs gon' be spinning all my stuff. It's nice but not the main factor. Know what I'm only after. I read the book and I know this ain't the final chapter. Skim through, I'm in the 45th book. Untrained, unqualified, submission's all it took. Look alive, direct out for domination. We'll keep the people waiting. It's time to heal the nation.
Let no man curse. Do or die. I'm saying that you or not.
Yeah, direct the spark of revolution. And all those people say,
let no man curse. Only describe us the soldiers survive.
Yeah, direct because of your area.